breakfast elevates the hearts for the action and fervor of feeding a desire for a twistery of taste by tongue through the thoughtful traveling of our gut feel, weighed in by sequences of tally smacked up jugular pokery to match the eyes to the stomach, by surroundings of those in good company. It's true, that a hearty breakfast is indeed just, and that is the distraction needed for the exchange of phalange gumuckery on the keys to let you in on the notes, while simultaneously blocking out the 3D channels of talk radio, which, while surely needed at all times, these days, is a luxury to ignore for some simple damages, like this breath of a poet, iambicked on wicked up cherries and fervorments of elemental espresso. It was and is this particular morning when Q planned to re-up his game of living in this the greatest trials of living cities, a San Francisco of a daily choosing, call it a town, or the villain by villages, but not ought to bother the bots which operate the interior spacings of the under-utilitized internet. Ring. It was a kind of morning where the ringing started right away and the answering came much later, to the tune of the late openers of the offices meant to discuss options on which and the oths and the weighing of means in a kind and gentle way. Oh, to be social. Ducks indeed were in alignment, as comms sat idle but primed, and with that knowledge, Q proceeded to lean a bit into the day by compartment department, imparted and stored like a straggle of shoes which perhaps needed a bit more sockery and the like. Waiting is a game played by those who wish to align their day through means and wills towards the beginning of any of those interactions which bear fruit, and so, the practice today is the disentangled bits of loop tape which have not yet been written, but were and are to be practiced anew for benefits of repetitious by non-repeating, digits by and five digits of the fidgety kindness which lands us into our next setting. Sip. Q sipped a bit into the air and noticed his adjustment. Sirens, not in a priming state, but observed nonetheless, and coupled with the semi-complimentary ticky and tackiness of the tic-tac buildings going up in a down ground around the U-bend for answers from 6 hours ago. Left, center, right, and all was in general order to prod into yesterday with a hook to just gently pull a string of yarn over a furry spot of brain and hope the fluff clears. Oh no! That's a horrible idea, said that bit of brain, and snapped the yarn back into a ball and rolled it across the floor for the non-existent cat to paddle it for a bit. Oh, it did enjoy that perfect globe of a yarn not ever seen nor willed to again, and it clawed gently and bit it with its white teeth, from white fur, as a kitten, for how else would a non-existent cat be not seen? Brief inventory on hearts of proceeding, as gently as the kitten, where it carpet graded A-levels with a preponderance of well, a necessity of wellness of 85 percentage points towards the naught, and sewing and farthings few but far from a singularity which is on the top shelving of deliciousness to be divided by a summarization of a chance for a bit of gamey wooshiness which is where expectation provides our Frenston free energy. How can one return naught, when it's keyed up just right on a board of punchiness, to align our famed character Q upper left, and as strong as the oxen of Moranuk jest, we sift gently for the flour which was meant for a girl but instead baked into a tossed up pizza with extra everything for the numbness of a friend yet to be discovered. Q ring Miranda, straight up the telephone pole, or from molasses of Rule 20, which affected his voice slightly, as warbly copper hit its trough through to the water table, and chair balanced for perhaps a later afternoon of the odd kindred to visit and jinker in a meditative relativistic zeroing out of RAM plus failed bits which, while unrecoverable, were kind enough to leave their artifacts of X or and naught. A further look at the situation brings the body forwards and forwards, yet the clock is our demonic reminder to set itself back 4 paces, which is to say make it so, as in pacemaker, the artificial electrics. Hello Q. Miranda finally picked up the phone after 23 rings. She had also been enjoying the warble, at a 90-volt addition from her own table, and a glass of water which was only meant for Jurassic Park moments. You on the letter, Q? She punched her query into the teletext on the lower thirds of her copper eyeball. The moat you send was a little runny. Have you been eating eggs again, or is that his style? She grinned. Style, yes, As a comb filter at 60 may take the buzzing out, or it may level a playing field of bass which was meant to sign on to a techno doo-drop, although I hear they're taking theirs to 88 as per the triad and a soldering iron with flux core resin. I had an idea for a hat. Oh, at that gravity and time came up again, for the dream and more, where planets chattered for the benefit of their own clocking orbits in streams not only seen but swam for and about and in a not so millionth of a subsecond to excite the next electron with those bits of signal carried about their mating writ and written for a gentle honor of self too as to be known in the patterns which produce re non-repeat, again and noggin. Yes, the air is fair and still here as well. It looks as if the discussion has suspensed the gaseous shifteries, and we appear here and there, though fractal on a corner shop side stop, slightly unknown by signal, and if only. Well, we could do with a bit of clearance. Was I the first person you called? Here, let me punch in a gesture just and slight, and there's the digit. She flashed the hook, punched in 9, left it, and flashed back. Okay, we have 9 on a wire. Which means that bit is open from there to there. She motioned the point between the COs switch towards its next grounded electrics. It must be getting antsy. Why don't you punch up the rest? She flashed them together. Q clackered in with a rolling set of tones towards the hillside, where Flix often slid around the faux wood flooring and flipped through news on her Kindle, the paper wire reporting type which was intended as fact. Oh, hello you two. It's time, is it? Come on up at your leisure, the couch is always a conservation, and the fridge is working perfectly, for its intended purpose of heat exchange for the small collection of Genevaites you've sent me. What that them? They drew all over the frosting. I think I may have gotten them a bit drunk, you wouldn't believe the poetry. I hope you're not cross, Q. Well, that explains this left foot. It seems to want to recite Grimm's fairy tales backwards without a cover, in hardback, but I'm staving it off for a smaller pocketbook and perhaps a lesson in traversing a toroid of a lifesaver candy, and wean it back to paper, which is tougher than a soul whose sole purpose is to line a shoe in towards our destiny of evasions. Or speak and spell would be a very boring game. But Miranda butted in, but we'll see the couch. And it will see us, she joked. It will take 35 minutes of travel, but lightly as it were, we'll precede the notebooks and you can just toss them around to look casual and all and well in the ness of necessity, which is to say, we have some extra scrabble for our city today. Peachy, Flix drolled in her usual tonal sparked voice, and the tryst trust will carry on until the moon flips, folds, or otherwise indicates a title aloha in a manner liking to said doors towards the front and the rear of our, or, offices. It's lit. You? Eh? Said Q. Sure, Miranda piped down. Did you know you and Toy are very similar in language? I wonder if that how kids feel about themselves when they start using smartphones. Oh, behave. Was the pop rock culture clubby bit meant to cue the music, and it did. Miranda rose THS receiver up a few notches on her panel and plugged the quarter eighth into the vinyl cage, as she called it, flipped on a lighted LED single pole dual throw and scratched behind her ear as she hoped the scratchy record would find the diamond head, and it did. DE light. Leaving this on the level. Punching out. All. They all punched on hold and hung their receivers in place. See you on the inside, they all grinned and turned and began to package up their days for a bit more of difference, from within and about haptics. Dot.
And yet again, Radio 11 brings you our eggs and counters of parts, partings. Partying weighing in light and means for travel from the lab's remote and unbearing FCC from a vent named Charlie of the angular angel kind of ruckus which is meant to keep a school of fish from overflowing a tank, which has had a special dam engineering for it to do the crossover radio announcements. This is Aqua Q and a singularity of a Friday in toast motion, Brown and Hoo E, with a BBC bit for the kit set drum party CH panned left to right and jiggle just a bit like a potted plant piece plus love from lovely San Francisco, Sunshine et al. C3W.
higher levels are A-OK so long as you've got the current seeds of change, but to dip out of a lick a stick powder and expect your brain to work in moments towards the undoing of a what's being done with your chemical makeup, smackered on like a whore who likes sound of lifesavers gummed up alongside the bow of a shipyard belly full of rum, not light conversation, where they point and jab into those literal bits of ones and zeros for a simple walk on down the hall and a hammock to capture your buttocks, should you continue with that candy filling, said a dentist on nitrous or was it Marvin the Martian, or just Steve with a uke, as a side gig. Then and now are very much the same, loped up as sticky tape if they've got their eye on you, and you can be looking completely, and else, and where, and never find them looking back to and in a ward for your chocolates to spreel the dorphins and outs of a long haul of the aldehyde type. The wafer thing body sheds not for wet playfulness for the longer term, as innate, as incontractable like an umbrella on a rainy day which was yesterday, follied up a field of dreamery that being and dry may be fine like the city of Champagne when they've shipped all the stuff away, yes that would be a dry town and a drugged up planet with only one savior of a hole in the wall, or was that its glory, for a Nickelback, its redemption, valued at pi. So now, once again, as before and mentioned with an O and a wow which is perhaps a fancy no turned upside down, we bring the floor slightly back, so that we may walk slightly and forward, which is to say the tram will be ready and crew are now decking the halls with vapor. This is AquaQ Live and Studio 3 Mobility is just at today's start of Radio 11. 2021 and a January 9th. Radioactivity from the half lives at origin fused fusion blissed out orbitals of chewy baka gum and hair on edge towards a goosery of cold front a deficiency to bulb around a circle and splash literature and filament with flavor for the tungsten zigzag glowy bits. X-ray that, locked still cameras on backed up plush retinas as pillows to lounge in dreamery states of oi gooey and weather some frocks to lift them higher. Reap and leanish towards the refill, draw it back and hold, not at all like a wet drop water stop where goblets fresh drain into the underlings of worldly globes meant to see in 270 directions, and towards oneself. It was a day like today, well it always is, now, and isn't it just, and so. The sirs and madams of roundlings pop a seat up and down to frolic or frog lick, or hop across the road with three lives to live without pushing an arcade game along with it. Remember that? Offshoot. So we do talk around it, like two types of hands and nine times the feet, back to our fusion, the one we keep saying goes hot and cold yet is all and all around and in facts and leisure are just, and us. See? How else were we meant to say it was free at a cost not to print it on a billboard for everybody to see? That's quiet and inexpensive. The bits that spin forward also put their spin back, don't and you'll know in any account, with knee pads meant to drive forward the bits that not hot to touch down ground, unless you have a lifetime of padding and responsibilities to clean up after somebody. Digression is the dipole signal amplifier of the regression, only twice as sidewise with double the airwaves. Just when diet soda was around, a child thought it might be, and a good idea to start one. Only kid since is triple the waveform and the oikery immediate showed us this was not the diet for us, but maybe in 20 or some odd years. So back to people, or rather those that wouldn't be noticed if they weren't ranting on about the somebody and else. Note the gut and put it in a milk commercial with its hundreds of meanings of inflection, direction, spotted owl howled not early and up front gizzards making nonsense is what the half style of a half-worded sentence was meant for me to understand. Peekarambui and pokery at the cross down western grip, and find out who patterned their feet after daddy, yes he points to, just like that one. Got what, said the Who Is They man, rest upticular, and stuff a sock if that reclines you to bother a not blotter stop or wipe the equipment clean after use, shake once and stir gently if you've even got yourself a double zero and a remainder of non-divide to hold a digit to this card, you know the one I'm holding, divine, showing me to you and vaught versed, so you'll believe it. Well and well, that's your 100 percentile daily valuation, but I'm not stopping the gob, no pitsper and petted gently as in perpetual and steadfast is only staying in stillness so that one may move towards the unwar, and retwine the pulleys that play this record, imprinted impressed, and pressed not wrecked, even in a home where the parents couldn't stand upside down on the ceiling with their child prodigy. Different astrology, or so they put 2 meter sticks on the wall to size it up, super fab, and with that, this has been the willing frondilialis expert notionary notary republic, of the again seen once and more, from the Isle of Man, in and the always pampered and about text aqua QC3W. This sundry Sunday of the January kind of 2021, make it a card. A concert, slight pieceries in conjunction, within their functions to know and move with a synapse and collection of preparatory activities for the willingness of love. For he to be known, or shall be he that knows, both perhaps, and it's different each time, and time alone is time together in bodies of it. Oh, it's what they tried to tell you out loud, and now tell your body as easily, or, listen to this scenario, in the framing of any style of government, or perhaps the law, as physical is known. The want. If you want and want to do, you may find your simile wants the same, as is their nature, although their means is separate in motion, and without this concert, the friction, though meant for love of choice, is chipping away at our free energy, that is the deliverance of a body at coordinate sex, Y and Z at the time we are to be acted upon, or act into our scenery of pairing, triple, the like and kind dash. And when the free energy fails us, it's still energy, and it's still used because we expect it, however, it's not where and how and for the expected, and these does some things to our bodies, heat, wetness, friction, observance and adjustments, top versus bottom, as in scuttlefish, and well. All manner of nice and not so nice means to the ends upside down depending on how often and to what deleterious effect our now unfree energy is to take. Take 2. The heat, from our unfree energy is likely in 2 places, and how quantum perfect is that? To notify the parties of themselves, but just guess which parties they are. Could we ever explain to the act and interacted upon with and without the exacting variable of displeasure, without throwing out the absolute factoid, that we ourselves are truly unsure which and how many are affected and how, and by thinking, writing, yelling out loud even, expends and desecretizes and even provides for gaps for the furthering of displease, as a catch-up game which is wedged in for further angular abduseries and means of movement and dismantling of semi-working functions of physical governing of bodies. See. And so we're here with food again, or so it would seem, the belief is that we have food, or more precisely that we will obtain food, which is much the same thing as it may be in a pantry not far away, or it may be like my remembrance of math homework, where the mind frayed and sped towards the final word problem as if to only say, complete. Well, it's incomplete, because all the participants don't know what's happening. You can't just shout food and expect everybody to follow towards your want by your means, that's impossible, at least in an absent-minded sorted way. And so physical things jiggle, and the dog barks up alphabet cereal, and we're all getting arthritis, for the right or righteous rote that is. Just what the hell, and then some and some more. It really is terrible and complicated, spelling, and what's more, hedged in wall and corridors that may soon start to poke or bend without care, there needs to be a recovery, or care, and hot or not is just not the game is used to be. Left or right to a device, and it still somehow is. We wish, you, and a merry merry, that at easel least the world topples over in the corrected division of revision, and that, while we begin again in some maths, we may correct others and create a mnemonic memory which can retain the health of all involved. And it's time for ramen. And that may or may not be on your list, but I keep it just around me for a bit of this or that, some more and another, and I know that just my wish is not just alone, and my word to devalue the dollar is perhaps a folly without understanding physical law currency concurrently, and thus, while I often plead for pleased forgiveness, the world places new people around me to try and trial again, with a handicapped way of saying, oh no, not again, or, be just and tell us another story, if it make us feel better. And with that, this is AquaQ on a slightly elevated pitched planetoid up skyward and pitched and leveled again, and played fields as interlacing and so forth. This is San Francisco this very Sunday, January 10th, C3W.
Hello, this is Serena, the other voice of our very special Mutiny Radio featured hour, Radio 11, with AquaQ, broadcasting Mondays at 5 p.m. Pacific, as in the pacified pacifier of the suck and unsuck for your listening leisure. And we're also here to say that the mutt is all of us needs Mutiny Radio entertainment, and thus in this we are, so please consider a donation. We are Mutiny Radio on Venmo, and if you want to be extra special, write in Radio 11 in the ledger to let our director know what's special these mid-afternoons. And now straighten up, and listen sideways away and means to lean forwards to the tune of MutinyRadio.fm.
Chattering deep into the light bright webbings of patterned feet is this podcast, brought to you on the Anchor.fm platform from the labs of AquaQ. Anchor.fm is available for iOS and Android, brings a free and clear interface for your podcast creator genius, with royalty-free music and sound effects that make you sound from the radiophonic workshop, with segments for you to advertise yourself in the cash money you so deserve. Available everywhere podcasts are free. Just do the Q.
The continuation of the answer is a question for means of occupying a space of time. Hence their similarities. And commas are pauses and branchings of new spaces for the enjoyment of some, however pretilicious towards others as they branch with you and create a story which is not altogether pleasuring until the end, which is not yet known in light company. That is a little photon joke. Going back, again, which we cannot to that bang, however we do bang on it. And bang about, and the big one was just an answer if you could be there and we're here and here is there and about again and isn't it grand. And our first question was just what was it, what could one possibly say, and there was one and others followed, etc. And again, which is too soon to be again, the question was likely to listen to the monument of continuing answer. And how is listening a question? Well, it's not out loud, you see, and that is the part of the answer and the continuation of such. And it weeps, and that's where the rain came for, and so forth. I skipped a bunch, but it did not, and as it's been said, has been done and done. Well and well and wells and etc. the likes and so forth, and not forth yet, because there was no direction in particular, and since we weren't traveling in any direction in particular, there was no need to look back, which is how you figure out where you are, and going, and coming back too, and there was no coming back. This was it, and by it I mean this, and boy, we got our planet, too. A circle for us. Because some of us thought we could look forward and back at the same time, and that again is a little time joke, for which does not exist to be known unless you do look back, and that perhaps was and is still part of the bang, I mean, to look back without turning around and question and answer with an equal power, for there was only one power, or type to be known, and the juxtaposites of a kind and liking way to discover each other has just created a place larger than we'd ever run into ourselves again. And always do anyway, which is likened to, well, in X that. Well, not in X, but imagine you can and never disconnect, and you get used to it, you draw it in, and it draws about you, swirly, and since you're used to it, you think the universe works like that, and it does for you, until one day you can be discovered and people just stick to you, and you can't get rid of them because you're raw power and hold on to everything, because everything is good to hold, you know? And so you trust it'll all be untangled, and it is, and it carries you and on, and more to the What was it again? I suppose, which is a supposition or overlay of items which may not directly relate in other realms or facts yet but always do for one keen enough to keep track of them for everybody until the end of that conversation. Hence the interrupt being energies to provide for the continuation of the answer was and is so appreciated for the benefit of anybody and anything here and far for eternity as is our nature of beginning to an end. Funny we should place a period above, but it helps us move along. Yes, of course there is more and less is more of it, only to staunch the velocity which makes us go without cause, or to a cause which outcomes are already known, so perhaps we take examples. Well, physicality, we have it now, so that's important. And by we I always meant that. Just as the universe, and why I'm not sure I like that term, see voices raised in text which was meant to air your point we all agree on, and carrying that forward creates this loop of string where we think caps are a good idea, and see we said caps without an argument and everybody reading is going to be confused. Pop culture. It comes and goes away and is relived when we're old and want a cheap smile from ourselves and another, and to ensure that we did travel through time to get to a place where we I suppose needed to be cheap, or at least use the economy to laugh and expose a synapse as a sort and offering to another listener is to latch and become a part of our brain, for that synaptic period which is its self-defense against a listener who will simply not let go. Blip. Dot. Electrical systems are functioning, and that is good. Could you imagine? Well, of course you can. Silly. Looking around we see only, and not looking around shows, or some trickery of language, and not back to velocity. Dot. Characters B rode gently up the lift. The staircase had been broken and there was a sign. Be brief in the elevator, there's only enough power to get to the floor you're going to. The windows of this building were a sort of blue, clear, with blue droplets of water clinging to them. Did I say cling? As if it were for dear life. And dear and loved it was, and when you've been isolated in a droplet on the 57th floor, you would be clingy to it and probably wondering who would take the stairs to such heights, or even build them that high. Do people like being stacks atop one another? Surely they must. The cup clinked. Coffee was on our character's mind, because he grew to the taste and the effects of walking to and from an inanimate object which returned without question, an object of his desire, to his liking if here early enough to make a pot. And he was and is, here now and the pot had already been made too, was the smell from around to the next cubicle. He poured his cup and moved it around to see. It was a fresh clean cubicle, and a fresh clean sitting woman or a man, doesn't matter at this point in the story, now does it unless you're expecting something out of it, which you shouldn't because this is an office environment and we just came to see about the coffee. Which is delicious. One of them not necessarily known to each other or whether one of them said it before the other or whether that also matters to our listener, or reader depending on one's predilection of eavesdropping on the lives of others. Yes, it is, was the simultaneous answer from one to the affirmation of the statement from the other, or both, and is known to be the same thing. It's early and I thought I'd make a cup, and the pot was there, and I was thinking of tea, or was I, or you see now I'm thinking of tea perhaps again and I have this coffee, which is still delicious. It's too early in our conversation to carry on this like, isn't it? You said it was early. The two looked at each other and thought to themselves they might well sip the coffee and enjoy some and it was still good. See? Perhaps I can ask what you're doing today, or with your bits of life that are in the here and immediate daylight future for the we in the company which provides this space for us to sip coffee? I'm Dan and I make things over there, he pointed. Oh? I was told we didn't have to decide so early, and that I should just get a cup of coffee and see what happens. They haven't paid me yet, you know, I'm an intern. I see the things that need making and make things around and about it to provide heat and energy for the group to carry on productively. I brought lunch today, which is a forward thing to brag about. Yay, I have food. Let's think about my gut this early in the morning, but there you have it. Coffee, food, and the idea that I won't need to eat the food until I run out of ideas. And that's why I made the coffee and we're talking. Dan was trying to decide if he was still clever and stammered at the realization that he'd have to turn on cleverness with no appearance, and so whipped out his phone to check something. He didn't know either, which is why I'm here.
What?
I said.
Well, I'm here, what do you know?
As in, hey, what do you know about that she?
And now she was quite definitely a she because we needed her pronoun, and I suppose we could have asked.
It's quite all right, he said to the point of nothing, which confused the she who hadn't identified herself by name and as such looked up a bit at the preceding paragraph and tapped her now available pen against the palm of her hand.
Is there a whiteboard to diagram? I thought one here would be good.
Bubbles on the tops of Dan's coffee cup burbled into each other and clung to the side of the ceramic. Yes, he was clever. He wanted to tell her about the water on the window and how the air bubbles in the middle of this mixed-up water was driven by the water itself, air and water, air behaving like water and water like air. Fascinating. He felt he was telling her because he was thinking about it and decided this was a point to continue the nonverbal dialogue, which may have saddened her, because she looked down, but into her coffee cup, which explained why.
Yes. The bubbles matched the dew on the window. I thought you were going to mention it.
Of course I did, and that's why we're talking. Would you like to know more? It's all here. And there. And all together, you know, as in fashion, the cyclical means to travel in like kinds to be recognized and carry packets of data to other like kinds, simil instant like and the like, which is our points and similarities. The pause meant I could continue. The coffee, while just and seemingly fluid, is actual, and while it has made friends with the water temporarily, it carries 40 chemical messages for us, and the water, while friends with both coffee and ourselves, is doomed to trick us into drinking it, so that it can escape cleanly from the mess and quite it is, it's gotten into.
So you're saying coffee had to trick somebody to get what it wanted, and what it wanted was to be inside of us.
Quite definite that we wanted to be near it. And likewise a being must be like that, fiber for the heart, but in this case the opposite, so it tricked us from the start, and we are water, so that's probably where that began. In fact, coffee actually loves water, and grows on the sides of mountains to get the runoff, and that is likely because water is not foolish enough to hang around further that water wouldn't enjoy it, and the trickery would become sad for both. So the agreement is to let the water run through and feed it, then get stuffed and ground up and accelerate water once more, as a little JP payback for the health, and that speeds up everything in a water system, including medication and anything which activates. And how does that affect power? Well, it must use up the available energy for water travel, and so along with the acid, drains power from the blood. Ever apparent that it is doing the opposite, which is a little joke about what power is. As a provider or as a suck, and coffee sucks and we suck it, and we suck at things out of our control, and we control coffee, or so we think, and thinking is what we like, and damn be the foolish red blood cell that's trying to keep the planet alive, eh? Well, that's put and right away, isn't it? And my name is Laura. It's nice to know you like my name. I can see the way you typed it lowercase, and Dan is alright, for now. What she wanted to say she did, and listen as we all did, and the water. Well, we can see their cups are 65% full, approximately the same, though Dan sipped a bit more because he was standing, and they were both considering both finishing and simultaneously doing away with coffee. However, it is so perfect, in its description, that we and they can't help but continue to be fooled and enjoy a cup now and again is now, and the two took their sips. What's happening now is the questioning or perhaps excitement or remembrance of the ease of work which coffee allows us to do. Up. Down. Sip. Swallow. Ease. Allowed work in an easy economy which allows us to do so, as in the 1980s, which any like high-rise office environment is very like, a throwback to a place to get out from wherever was on ground, and into the 1950s, and higher without taking drugs. Except this pot of coffee, which again, is allowed. And we don't like to answer questions, we like to create solutions, as we're not children, and we spend our money and we likely buy coffee for the home, which in its way is portable corporate environment for our living spaces, and metal and glass too, etc. Dan took out a peanut cookie, shaped like a peanut, and offered it upwards towards Laura, who declined politely because she was 6 feet away and didn't feel like getting up, and as he dipped it in his coffee, she took out her lunch bag and a bag of grapes,
and noshed on one. She could tell he was a little jealous of her grapes and offered him some. Not with the coffee. Or a cookie, confirmed his jealousy with a lowered voice and shrunken shoulders. Okay, they were already shrunken a bit, but when you notice something for the first time you apply it to what you knew immediately previously. And she was getting frustrated that she didn't have that line and it was unassigned as casual causal thinking on the part of RQ, who was evident now and writing all our bids. You know, of course you do, Dan, she got up and sort of said to the sky. That it's 8 a.m. and there's nobody else on the floor, and yet we can carry a conversation as in continuity and likeness and etc. And how do you think that is, without another? She peered around and now found potted plant which was 4 feet high. It was well watered, and odd that it be so in such a high office. Do you choose these plants? She asked out loud to Dan. Office plants should need this much water, it's banned for the structure. Oh, that's a nice looking plant though. I think we inherited it from another floor that was vacating. All that explains that, a failure produced something which should not be, here. And it is nice, which is why they liked it, and I hope this isn't the plant that made them fail. They both grinned up at one, and at the plant. While, and that the plant observed this by sucking up more water. Greedy thing to do at a time like this, and that perhaps was the problem, the soil didn't want the water, the plant didn't really need it, but enjoyed it so much that they kept watering it, which delighted the plant to the point where it wanted to be moved closer to the dew on the freshly washed skyscraper windows, which it believed also was why the water stuck to glass. To feed friendly and lonely plants on this the 57th floor again, which the plant overheard and planned to use in light conversation like the ketchup, was the sound of it supping more water as the two looked on. That plant is going places, you wanna help me move it to the window for some sun? And to visit those droplets of water too? Yes, and to keep everybody aware that plants get what they want around here too, and the plant stopped supping water and let off some oxygen for the gentleman and woman to utilize for its own benefit. And it hummed. They trussled it across the floor, leaving a bit of muck behind. And that was like blood to the plant, and so it missed its spot for now, and was deciding to enjoy what it wanted for an even second and was anxious that it would be out of normal conversational circles. And would the waterer find it, and? Well, so many questions, here comes the sun. Right in the spot that it had wanted and been placed, even so carefully as the tilting it had done was just moved towards the light, giving it the option to straight back up, and it did, in its genome and while it was still tilted. It was looking up, and the leaves were turning as the stalk was straightening and all felt good, and these are the moments that plants dream of and when the plants dream. We utilize the water that we supped into material wealth for the transdisposition of carbon dioxide into oxygen, and etc. Well, Laura, this is our morning. I'm going to walk over there and post what's on my phone which are the events of before and later to be known, and we, the company, are hoping you'll stay, and you can set up anywhere you'd like, and the whiteboards are in a big office across, over, there, he pointed to a big glass room. And you can draw all you'd like, when you like, and the usual whiteboard rules apply. And I'm keen to see what you do draw, and with that I'm off. And the two smiled and the one, then other sipped their coffee and each felt the day had become, as trickery or not, fun was the reasoning they put themselves in situations. And this situation was well and fine. She thought of the water again, and wondered just a bit about how water might be the tricky one to start, and or are humans the tricky ones to employ water as a means of communication? Well, Q imagined for her, that men are electric and women are fluid, and the vices and verses of man as machine and Mother Earth are, well, man gets water out of the air, and through osmosis and skin is a particular and strange lengthy organ of perhaps string, in theory anyway. Should he tell her about fingerprints? As in the record player, audible to the organ, which plays for the water piped and admired. How else were we to be known, thought the skin, as there is so many ways, but our hands are where it begins and ends, see the print. You're looking now, and I'm not because I know the pattern, and it's in our burrows, and that is your clue for the early morning. Carry on, gents, and madam. as is the usual collation of sexes at a cocktail party such as this, and on the Heinz floor, do stop by the plant once more for a conversation or several lifetimes of shredded jetted vibrational velocity for the chloroplasts to saunter in. This is Radio 11 and you have been smattered by the variant legendary as in that boxy thing on the bottom of maps, Aqua. Q. The mood of water moves and sticks within and for itself, and as it's all around in the air and in the ground, and in its purity is non-reactive to the ironic core of our planet, or perhaps is very justly the stickiness which is hugely gravimetrical as tons and tons of immeasurable balance both pushing and pulling away, as our life does on these surfaces. The mood is a continuation of a flow of ideas, from the onset offset offshore shoring of its placement, drawn up likely just after a globule of immense cohesion first placed from where nearby likely as the likely and likening symmetrical force of the forceries of metal, or perhaps then rock or the trillions of particles and particulars of dirt and the many sands which were to be formed by its thrashing and absorption of vitality for the oceans and its creatures, which were then made into bones and fins to swim about and be about the very place which is life. Blood is a funny substance, sometimes warm and often cold, both providing for the creature and both containing the metals from the very undersurfaced earth. The cold has a very self and signaling duty for the non-observation of itself, as protective is life, towards a being which ne'er protects others, but is still serving in the facts of life and thus still available for life to continue justly. Our fish and our snake, both opposite sides of the planet course such a blood and seek themselves a warmth of the provider of others, however ironic in these cases which the provider is providing their very lives, including towards each other for the further unfortunate yet pathways justified ecosystem of the unbalanced or perhaps rebalancing of this bit of chaos. As mentioned earlier, which are additionals to chances not discovered initially and thoroughly enough at a creature's start, to encode their messages justly for the equilibrium as designed for them, and so they carry on, and we do. The warmth of this blood provides for and about and furthering our previous hero, our caterpillar, whose lifetime has been discussed and enjoyed as he and she in fact did their entirety of life and living and carry forward their warmth towards the like and likeness of their kind and in kind others for these processes of continuation of success, which is the forward and backward and still forward thinking and behavior of any creature with a wit to match the planet from an onset and life's very natural way to carry on this motion. So back to water. Even in its purity, its electrons spin, and thus it finds its own environment, perhaps against a rock or a trough or a larger body with the sky above it. And I do believe it knows its surface. For the surface is where it changes, and surely even a simple electron knows about change, for that is its very nature, and so they spin in a line, and spin, and because they have the ability to see their proton as larger than life to itself, and the other particles within the atom are corollary to the largest portions, which in turn are turned by, consider them the feet like our caterpillar, the atom of water forms its body, as it is known, and this body enjoys electricity as any other, and radios electrical, and warm bodies transmit electricity, and so the water's mood reflects, and reflect it does from the sky up for signal and down as well to the other creatures, and even to the electrons embedded in this body, and provides for it to be noticed and live and be consumed and move to the places it may find and be found as beauty in the what is needed and enjoyed, and as it's pouring over itself and these ideas, each electron continue to spin like a wheel, motioning one another to be like and liked and in like kind be kind towards those who are also so, and so, is its messaging to procreate, and by procreate I mean to maintain the natural messaging in those moments of electron alignment, and to be picked up and swallowed perhaps into the warmth, where its electrons are yet still more powered on, and as it moves, it carries with it the strong atomic forces of the water it's left behind, and carries on messaging from far away as to whether and weathered. This is the direction to travel for the benefit of life, for it is at its very center. And further the precipitation and cleansing of water to ensure that unliked messages are cleared and that things can begin again for our kind fluidity, in which the sediment is left to the earth and its creatures to notice and further organize a means to signal the lattices of creatures on the positivity which came out of such a precipitous moment, so to quite literally speak. Water, of course, does spin around, and as we are always in between in one place or the other, this is also known as the opposite, which attracts the ability to move at all, from north to south, in fact, at the axis tilted, because otherwise the planet wouldn't spin at all, which is entire basis of life, this slight offset and spin, at an angle, which like a stripe of candy or more precisely the way one might turn and peel an apple or a potato, although in the opposite by means of applying and stripping and reapplying the what is just from the sun as we turn and our beings flock for heat and their behaviors create the need for water to be used and cleansed. It is known that water can do its will, by weather alone so strong that, while man, plant, animal and even mineral, have come in concert to produce such an event, be known that even a vastly apparent destructive force of the strong weathers of water, are made purely to further provide a sort of deployment of itself to further its duties to travel to the what is needed, if even for itself, for the needs of the summation and culmination of all of the rest, although apparent by mass and time, and thus unexpected and large. Yet notice to the point which is hopefully grappled with and planned for our heroes by perception's future and abilities. Thus water is the ultimate in confidence, and is really only defeated as entrapped by a toxicity of fire plus material, which it spends its origins fighting against, for even far away it's heard its own sizzling screams of the near end to its atomics, and as some escape into vapor, and perhaps are further trapped and embedded with coal in the air, the lesson continues for our fair and just water. And just water plus what is required for life is what we and hence water agree to carry and the arrangements in the skies are like too, with senators as clouds to direct the battle onward and over to never be over, yet and over again. Dot. At these stages, with the planet turned inside out by our own ingenuity, and likeness to dig and utilize what we find, and find how to utilize is now what we do, and everything must have a purpose. Despite our true belief that this purpose is to leave what one cannot use, but find and discover for and for another we still do, and pipelines are built because we can use all the oil from one place, and without need we create a need, because it is so fast and so specifically where we found it that it must be gold, we think to ourselves with a greed perhaps, and in actuals because it is so toxic, and locked away for reasons we may ne'er discover as it's been plundered and moved about so many times and ingested and fed to our fish, and soils, that water in these stages is locked up in its own cages as it were, and living has become a mockery for our said water, and even it may not be heard very far away, as its material time is spent spinning idly from a place without savior. Where water has saved all of us time and time again, the oil is so toxic that it cannot even be ingested as a lucky salad for a fellow, where at least the fats would agree and stay with this man for the lifetime of himself to get to another salad. And yet, while we have a lot of it, water, we have a lot of this crudity as well, and crude as we are to continue and carry it on and over to burn the skies and ground a bit more to get to places and behave like the mode of transport is our usual consumption, our cars become ourselves and our feet, very unlike and unlikened to our caterpillar, and creates for us all sorts of wrong signals and directions, where we need to utilize and fix the very signaling onto the vehicle which surely cannot signal him for itself, nor to the trillions of roadways we've trampled with the same petroleum which fuels us, onto the ground as asphalt, further trapping up water, even as it drops from the skies and is run over time and time again by the slicks of a slick exhaust, again bringing us to nowhere in particular, as is not know the quadrillions of useless messages and interception of said electrochemical messaging we impact and even our light travels to a supermarket, to pick up packaged goods, which in turn were shipped in this fashion. And the planet is cold for those who need it warm, and hot for those that need it temperate, and the water is unbalanced in favor of the favorable whose favors are to transport it with aqueducts and further in plastics and trucks and man-made lakes and the watering of lawns for the good looks of a suburban development designed to look good in the 1950s, and to further separate us from nature, and to provide an interior to an education to continue to do so, and even separate us from cities, While are as well asphalt in construction, at least have the oddity of diversity and diversion to spin oneself in the possibility of a direction to make a change. And in any event, as some have learned and settled, the eventfulness continues, and we slip pieces of paper through the mail to make our choices now, and don't rudimentarily encode them on a leaf, as we're in larger-than-life moments, and in these moments, our belief carries us far. And sadly, as belief as an idea without success does not reach a narrow chemical ground encoding, only those who maintain themselves internally may continue for a time, as their materials allow them, without a survivability that is nature, which continues on, however poisoned the message we have created, a mockery of the signal which is meant both for us and for the all now incredible numbering and organization of instantaneousness to move even a slight bit to the left or right or in fact up and around as well. And well understood and continues to be trodden, and our slight caterpillar is hopefully in range for a lifetime of lifetimes, and we do, should know that's not enough, and to perpetuate, is simply that. It is ongoing and forever, and so we take this brief in-flight pause, to encourage you to find a direction to move slightly or gently or in kind of way to fiddle or faddle not and to, with each step find yourself in the parts which need to spin for others to find others. And the monument is your daily activities to do so, and complex is what we've made it and staticity is what has provided our profound need and actual desire to change, and that grappling with the current of water is not likely to reckon well, as in a well, which is both buried and buries man who continue to put water in a bad mood. This has been and continues a continuation of life and living with the proximity of all things known to man. In the minds and bodies as available in the retransmission of materials to the planets, spinning ever onwards towards our very likable sun, Aqua Q.
Are you tired of swimming through a sea of podcasts? Are ye on a raft without a paddle? Well, gather around me, sea dogs, and get aboard me pirate ship. As we set sail for the seas of MutinyRadio.fm. From there, you can captain your own pirate ship as you sail through over 44 different shows for all of your listening pleasures. They've got live comedy to small business advice, LGBTQ-friendly to sports, vinyl to gutter punk. MutinyRadio.fm has the best programming the Internet Ocean has to offer you. I bet my peg leg on it, or I ain't Scurvy Shitface McRat.
As the world gets wackier and less predictable in every way, it is more important than ever for us to all remember our roots. We wouldn't be here today if our ancestors hadn't had the capacity and the skills to take care of themselves and their communities using the resources in the natural world around them and their own two hands. My name is Wonia Tebow of Buckskin Revolution and Alone Season 6, and I started Buckskin Revolution not just to empower people with a wider range of skills to meet their basic needs, but also to inspire them with a sense of fulfillment and connection that comes with living a little closer to the earth and using our bodies, our minds, and our very DNA for what they evolved to do, to help us thrive without the need for modern technology and industry. If that sounds appealing to you, I hope you'll join me for the Fall 2020 Buckskin Revolution Online Skills Gathering, an 8-week learning experience designed to work within any schedule. It involves pre-recorded classes, live interactive sessions, and online community learning support from both myself and your fellow students. The need for these skills has never been more pressing, and Buckskin Revolution is working hard to bring them to you. I hope you can join us.
Get connected with yourself and the world around you at buckskinrevolution.com.
Billy Bob, you ever want to be funny?
Well, my dogs think I'm funny, Daryl.
Well, I mean, you ever want to be, like, in front of an audience, like, other than, like, squirrels, dogs, and dead persons?
Oh, shit. From time to time, I've given it a thought or two.
You know, if you go to Joke Workshop, there's more than two peoples paying attention to your jokes, and they ain't even gonna be jerks about it.
Daryl, are you serious? I can get people to listen to my jokes?
And they'll even say nice things to you before they tell you how to get improvements.
No way. What is this dag nabbit thing called?
It's Joke Workshop.
Joke Workshop?
Yep, every Monday, 6 to 8 p.m. on the Mutant Radius.
So you're saying I could tell my jokes every Monday from 6 to 8?
That's what I'm saying. It's the Joke Workshop Mondays, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Mutant Radius. Yahoo!
Hey, you, poetry reader. This is Bjork's sister, Mjork. It's okay. We also have a soul and a weekly poetry reading on Mutiny Radio's AltaCast. Zoomed every Wednesday at high noon from Glasgow, Scotland. One of our co-hosts from Choose Poetry, Choose Life, Andy Talbot, has a new poetry chapbook, Old Wounds, New Skin, which is available at analogsubmission.com now. Go buy it and don't let poets lie to you.
Once again, that's Andy Talbot's new poetry chapbook, Old Wounds, New Skin, available at analogsubmission.com.
Let's watch full-length movie on YouTube with Michael Spiegelman.
I'm Michael Spiegelman.
And I am Carl Not Spiegelman.
Join us every Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on MutinyRadio.fm for...
Let's watch a full-length movie on...
YouTube. We watch the best movies that... aren't they good?
Well, they're... chosen by
here's
you.
His theme song again. Bye.
Okay, bye. Watch full-length movie on YouTube with Michael Spiegelman.
San Francisco, what are you doing this week? Come join Mutiny Radio Presents for four different comedy shows supporting local businesses in the Mission District and beyond. On Sunday, join us in the Tenderloin at Resolute Wine Bar, 678 Geary, for Barrel of Laughs at Resolute, an amazing comedy show with the best wines curated by Resolute. On Wednesdays, join us at Asiento at and 21st and Bryant for dinner and a show at Asiento. Delicious tapas, incredible drinks, hilarious comedy Wednesday nights at 7:30. On Fridays at 7 o'clock, join us outside MutinyRadio.fm here at 21st and Florida, 7 o'clock for outdoor comedy, socially distanced in the street. And Saturdays, join us at Atlas Cafe SF at 20th and Alabama for Titans of Comedy every Saturday at 2 o'clock. Hey, keep supporting local businesses and comedy here in San Francisco with your friends at Mutiny Radio.
The Ministry of Lava manages our national lava resources to ensure that we will always have a steady supply of lava to operate the nation's active volcanoes, which in turn power our cities and methamphetamine labs. As a matter of national security, we need to reduce our dependence on foreign lava, which means an expansion of domestic lava drilling. As your chancellor, I will build lava wells all over the country, as well as secure access to more lava fields by invading Hawaii. Imagine orange gold spurting out from school playgrounds on the Great Plains and illuminating the Nebraska sky like fireworks on the 4th of July. Magma oozing over the rolling hills of Kentucky. Volcanic ash settling gently over homes in New England like fresh gray snow. If you want global lava markets to continue to be dominated by terriblest regimes like Iceland, Chile, and the Philippines, vote for my opponent, who sits in their back pocket as comfortably as Pahoehoe on the slopes of Kilauea. If you want the United States to stay competitive in the era of peak lava and beyond, then take a chance on the Chancellor.
And I would never think to leave for a while.